1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. We thank God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering constantly your work of faith, your labour of love, your patient hope in our Lord Jesus, in the sight of God and our Father. So God sees all things, and he sees whether we are patient or not. And patience is something that's really hard for us, but it talks about the patience of their hope in Jesus. And our hope in Jesus is that when he comes again, we shall be resurrected and live forever. And it's a case of patiently waiting. Now, people often give up, they can't wait. And part of trust and faith is to be patient and to patiently wait for Jesus. Knowing, beloved brothers, that you have been called of God, for our gospel came not unto you only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of people we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. So, if we allow the work of the Spirit in our lives, we will receive joy. So, in the first century, they had the gifts of speaking in tongues, or languages, of raising the dead, doing miracles, and those are not around now, but the gifts of the Spirit are still around. And, of course, God and Jesus are active in our lives through the Spirit. And one of the things that they try to cultivate in us is joy. And he says that this happens so much that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, because from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. Your faith towards God is spread abroad, so that we don't need to say anything. For they themselves demonstrate what kind of success we had when we came into you with the gospel, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who saved us from the wrath to come. Now, when you're reading Thessalonians, you'll notice that in every chapter, Paul talks about the return of Jesus. And there you've got it. He said, you turn from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven. So then we're waiting for Jesus to come back from heaven. And even if you wait all your life and you die, he will still come. And waiting is difficult, isn't it? Because we get impatient and naturally we want to see everything now. And that's why some people make the mistake of thinking that in some form Jesus has come back already, but he hasn't. Although he's very present with us, we are still waiting for him to come back. You remember how he went up into heaven, and the disciples were standing, gazing into heaven, and two men stood by them in white clothes who were angels, who said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This same Jesus, whom you have seen go into heaven, will so come in the same way. And I think that's what he's alluding to. He's saying that you, wherever you are, in Thessalonica or us today, we are waiting for his Son from heaven. So we have a hope. We're not just going nowhere. As you get older, people tend to think, well, I've had my life, that's it, nothing much to look forward to. But we have got this great hope of Jesus coming back and of our bodies being changed to be like his, and of course being in his kingdom.